I invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is an opportunity for us to be reminded once again of the gospel, to bring it back to Jesus, bring it back to the cross, bring it back to the gospel. This is really a graphic picture, a graphic image. We have bread and we have juice. The bread is over there, the juice is over here. When you take flesh and drain the blood out of it, what happens? Whatever that creature is, that animal, that person, dies. This is a picture of death. Jesus' body was broken and torn on the cross. His blood was drained on the cross as a sacrificial lamb. The Old Testament sacrificial system, you brought an innocent, a flawless, perfect lamb, and you laid hands on the head of that lamb, and you confessed your sins, and in a picture you transferred your guilt, your sin to that animal, and then its throat was slit, and its blood was caught, and that blood was splattered to make a covering for your sins. Jesus is not just a covering, he's a propitiation. He is the wrath-appeasing sacrifice. Because of his blood spilt on the cross, the anger, the wrath of Almighty God, the just and holy anger against my treason is absorbed, it's paid for, it's satisfied. So I can enter into God's presence, no longer the presence of an angry, just God who must punish sinners for what they have done, because he is just and holy and will never ignore injustice. Justice was served, but it was not served up to me. It was served up in the cup of wrath that Jesus drank willingly on the cross in my place. That's what we celebrate today. That's the good news. We are sinners saved by a sovereign act of the sovereign King who said, I will take their place. Treasure that gift today. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've turned from whatever it was you were trusting in, turned only and completely to Jesus, you're welcome with us to take bread and juice. Hold that in your hands as part of this called out assembly of people who are calling on the name of the Lord Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, trusting in him alone for our hope and our eternity. You're welcome to take bread and juice, reflect on what he did for you. And once we've all been served as a body, as a group, as a collective of believers in him, we'll take that together as a picture of our unity in Christ. We come because you've invited us to come. We have no right on our own. We come because you have opened up a way through your own flesh and blood to grant us access to the throne of the universe. We come needy, broken, empty. We come to receive help, hope, healing. We come to receive good from your hands. Grace. We come thankful. Because we don't deserve it, but you are a generous, good God. And so we receive life from your hand, and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash our sins away. Drink.